His work has been banned, burned, and blacklisted. He survived talk show ambushes, protest marches, and death threats. And now Todd Sheets has let him loose on Jackalope Radio. Get ready, because whether you like it or not, you're about to have a heart attack.
Read my lips, I don't care what you say.
All right, guys, Hart D. Fisher here with my co-host, Mr. Josh Hadley. How you doing today, Josh?
Actually, not a bad day. The first day this quote-unquote summer that has been over fucking 80 here.
It was a beautiful day out here, and I had a pleasant experience at DMV here in Los Angeles. Everybody knows that going to the DMV kind of sucks, but not today, man. I got in and out of the DMV, renewing my tags, driver's license, everything in an hour.
Which is not that bad, because my experience is usually like something out of a Married with Children episode.
God, speaking about a bad experience in a Married with Children episode, I got a friend of mine back in the Midwest, and I'll just say her first name, Cricket. And Cricket has been a fan of my work for a long time. She's one of those fans that would show up at all the comic conventions, get her book signed. And she recently had a very shitty experience. She's a single mom, so that means she's kind of on a fixed income, and her money is really important. She's a single mother. And so she goes to the bank to get her money out to pay her bills, and the money was gone, Josh. Her money just disappeared out of her bank account. And guess who took it?
Well, not the bank, I'm thinking, right?
Dude, it was Verizon. She finds out that Verizon took money out of her account. She's not even a Verizon customer.
How in the fuck is that even legal? It'd be one thing if she was a Verizon customer and maybe they took an unauthorized transaction or something. But if she has no relationship with Verizon, that's, I would think, illegal.
I would think so, too. I think she needs to go to the police. Now, she's assembling phone numbers for me because I'm going to call some of these assholes up. I want to hear about this. I want to hear how Verizon steals the money from a single mom. Because what I'm seeing here is these giant corporations are targeting the poor and the weak, people that are easy to get. We saw that with the J.P. Morgan Chase thing we did about how their predatory mortgage practices were designed basically to steal homes with robo-signing practices that are completely illegal, completely fraud. But oh, J.P. Morgan Chase and the other banks that were caught doing it, they just had to pay a fine to the government, because when you're a corporation, you don't go to jail, you just pay a bill. So this happened to me too, Josh, actually. It's funny that this is, because here we are talking on Skype, and I think the listeners at home can hear the difference in the audio clarity of our talk here. And that's because we have gotten rid of the Time Warner phone. They suck a dick. And you know, Time Warner did this exact same thing to me, Josh. They yanked out $200 out of my account. They didn't even like send me a bill. It's right when I first signed up with Time Warner. And I paid my deposit. And one, they lied to me to get me to sign up. I had I already had a internet service signed up, and I asked them, oh, hey, you know, will this internet service conflict with your digital phone line? Oh, no, no problem at all. No problem at all. So the tech gets to my house and he starts setting everything up. Guess what? My internet service will not work with their digital phone line. And they knew it. And the tech guy goes, oh, man, that happens all the time. Well, great. So guess what? I had to get the fucking internet service because of their lie, right? And I had to take a bite on my contract with the other internet provider because of Time Warner's lies. And then without my permission, without even giving me a bill, they took $200 out of my account. And when I flipped out, because at the time I was a Wells Fargo customer, and Wells Fargo told me, oh, there's just probably something in your agreement when you sign that allows them to do this. You should have read it better. And I was like, what? That doesn't help me. And they said, well, you know, the only way you could deal with this is to shut down your bank account. Now, I had three different bank accounts at Wells Fargo at that point, and I thought I was a pretty decent customer. But all they did was prey on me, because this was around the time I was dealing with my wife's cancer. And we had a very difficult time with America's corporations. Even the safety thing that you pay on your credit card, and if something happens and you can't make a payment, you know, we'll handle it. Wrong. None of them handled it. We paid,
never,
none of them
I've never
helped.
Known a single person And I mean, I know a lot of people that have paid into that. Never known a single person that has actually had that clause kick in. There's always some reason that they can kick you for that.
Cricket, wherever you're at, chin up, honey. I'm glad you're fighting the good fight. We're going to get involved here at Heart Attack. I want people at home. We keep hinting at how big our audience is. Let me tell you guys, it's more than 10,000. It's more than 20,000, more than 30,000, more than 40,000. It's plenty more. Okay. There's a lot of thousands of people listening. And if you've been fucked like this, Cricket is still dealing with this. She hasn't been able to pay her bills for her kids because the bank won't give her her fucking money back. The bank made her close all her accounts and set up a new account. And Verizon's denying that, oh, it's not us. And she's never been a Verizon customer, ever. So we're going to get some phone numbers. I'm going to get these people on the phone. We might have a very interesting report for you guys on Heart Attack next week. But I know this has happened to me. And if it's happened to you, I'm looking for dates, times, and amounts of money. We want to make this much more public that these corporations are preying on us in every single way possible. It really seems that our government is no longer protecting us from predatory corporations, and we got to protect ourselves.
Well, this hasn't happened to me specifically, but just today, the day we're recording this, it happened to Scott Murray from Lost in the Static. He is a Time Warner customer out of Green Bay. He paid the bill, and then all of a sudden they call again today. We're shutting off your service for non-payment. He's like, no, I paid the bill. They have no record of the payment, yet all the money still went out of his account. His bank says they accepted the money. They're saying, we have no record of your payment whatsoever. Either pay us for real so we can see it, or we're shutting your service off.
What?
So he had to, because that's his phone, TV, and internet, so he had to pay it a second time. And now he's got to try and figure out how to get the money back from the bank, because the bank is saying they accepted the money. Time Warner's going, we have no record of a payment. We don't know what you're talking about.
You know, I got to tell you, Josh, I really firmly believe there's something going on here with the jealousy against Jackalope Radio's staff. I really am seeing a lot of the staff of Jackalope Radio and these other shows, like 42nd Street Pete has been trolled and harassed right off his show. Pete, I don't know if you're listening out there, but I just discovered your show. Your show rolls before my own, and it's pretty fucking cool, man. 42nd Street Pete's radio show about growing up on, you know, the grindhouse scene in New York City is really cool. What a great show. Who the fuck needs to be trolling a 70-year-old old man? Why are they fucking with this guy? Well, he's been trolled so much he got kicked off of Facebook from some crazy, jealous, gay filmmaker who didn't like him and said he was some kind of hater. I mean, you've had issues. Now we've got Scott having Time Warner issues. I have my own stalker who's out there stalking me. It's interesting, man. And this thing with Time Warner, I had a Time Warner tech to my house twice to check every single bit of what is wrong with my landline. They had no answer. They also had no answer for why is my internet being throttled down? Guys, I don't upload and download shit like crazy except to film on. You know, I'm sending in content. We've got a lot of cool stuff coming to American Horrors, but that's what I'm working on. And I've got my channel on all day. And on a regular basis, Josh, every single day, my web freezes. And it ain't for like 20 seconds. It's like a couple minutes. It's really fucking annoying. It's just all of a sudden, I'm just not connected. And it's every day. And I pay my bills, and Time Warner can't explain it. I think it's definitely part of two that we've been speaking on about their Six Strikes plan and how they're spying on everybody right now. They're spying on you, and if they think you're uploading or downloading content, they'll hit you with an alert. And if you get six alerts, well, gosh, oh, golly, you're booted off the web. And
you
we're talking about
you go into the black book.
AT&T, Comcast, the major people, and they're not happy with even that. They want to do more than that. They want to be able to legally spy on you and legally send malware onto your computer and attack us. Now, that's pretty fucking crazy, man. This whole thing is really getting out of hand. So I'm going to take a break here, guys. We're going to play you some music. I'm going to grab a fresh cup of Joe, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Heart Attack.
Some fucking shit ass. Some fucking shit. ass. Some fucking shit 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 ass.
Welcome back to Heart Attack, everybody. My name is Hart D. Fisher. With me is Josh Hadley. And if you've never heard of Heart Attack before, we're a little bit about injustice here. We like to talk about the things that the corporate media doesn't discuss. There's a lot of predatory action happening in our government. I keep advocating people to be active in their local politics. And here's a real good reason why. We are unable to trust our government. They lie to us consistently, and we catch them in lies after lies after lies. Now, I have been reporting on my adventures of dealing with some local politics. I don't know about you guys. This is something that's actually happening around the country. Here in California, they passed a deal where they're going to get a lot of federal money. Schwarzenegger signed a deal with the federal government to get more money, to put in bicycle lanes. And the idea was you're supposed to help and green things up and put in the bike lanes. That's fantastic. That's great. But then greed got involved, because what's happening is the state really wants this money. And if they put these bicycle lanes in a place where they have to paint them in, like painted in bicycle lanes, specifically put in lanes, there's more money there. There's a lot more money there. So they are ramming these lanes into areas where it's dangerous to put these bicycle lanes. They're wanting to go on the busiest streets where major trucks and buses are traveling at high speeds. They want to ram this through. So I've been fighting this all the way through, and the lies of these people have been amazing. I caught the LA Dot City Planning lying about talking to the fire department. They never did. Caught them in a lie. I caught them lying about their own road guidelines. And when I caught them in a lie, all they wanted to know was, who was my source? not the fact that I was right and they weren't following their own legal guidelines.
No, they just want to find the leak.
They just want to find the leak, yeah. And so I've been trolled and bullied online by these paid political bloggers. We found out recently that there's a nonprofit group behind this. They've got like $3 million. They spent $2.9 million. If you've seen a bus ad on the back of us going, every lane's a bike lane, that's from these assholes. Because you know what, folks? Every lane is not a bike lane. And they're just using this as an excuse to ram through certain policies to more real estate swindles, more cheap tricks to get that federal money. That's all they want is that federal money. So I've been having adventures and dealing with this. And guess what, folks? There's a big community meeting happening here in Eagle Rock. And one of my main nemesis will be there, Mr. David Green. This is a gentleman who has been deciding what petitions he thinks is appropriate or not and throwing away signed petitions, which is a dickhead move. He tried to humiliate me publicly, and that didn't work out so good for him. If anybody's listening to the show, every episode ever since, he tried his shit with me because I'm the last fucking guy you want to try to humiliate. You try to humiliate me, you're opening up a can of fucking whoop ass because I'm coming for you, motherfucker. I'm coming. And this time, we're bringing a crowd. Guess what, folks? They have been trying to ram through outsiders from outside the community. They get on and they let all these biker dupes come and they show up in their bicycles and they got their little helmets on and they talk about the future. In the meantime, they don't want to talk about the realities of delaying emergency vehicles, of getting in the way of the police. The local fire department has come out against all this stuff and they want to deny that. So it's been really interesting. So what I'm saying is, if you guys want to meet me, person, if you want to come out, you want to see me in action, I'm going to be there June 3rd, 7 p.m. at the Center for the Arts. It's at 2225 Colorado Boulevard, and the zip on that is 90041. That's the community meeting at Colorado Boulevard, Bike and Traffic Improvement Plan. That's hilarious they call it that. It's more like, how can we fuck up your traffic really bad and create gridlock where there is none and endanger your children and the riders of your streets? Because guess what? No one's even using the bike lanes that they put in. They're riding on the sidewalks. I'm lucky enough to finally get Jose Huizar to attend one of these meetings. It's been pretty funny because the paid political bloggists who are being paid to pick on guys like me, which is a big, dumb mistake, they all know me by my first name now. And they say hello when I show up at these meetings. It's pretty damn funny. So he's going to be there for the first time. And you want to know why? Because this done deal, it ain't done. Because it's horrible. Because it's fucked up. Because people are going to get hurt. And the people who live here, well, they live here. They've made the wrong neighborhood to pick on. These people that live here are connected, they're intelligent, and man, I have been learning so much about the political process from these Gray Panthers. Here in LA, it's filled with these kind of dirty politicians, and that's why I'm telling people, get involved in your politics. You can't trust these motherfuckers. Here in LA, we've got this asshole, Antonio Villagrosa. Guess what he did, the all about me mayor? He spent 89% of his working hours as mayor giving media interviews, attending banquets and ceremonies, and traveling. Only devoted 11% of his work days to fiscal policy and department problems. This is a guy who's in the pocket of all the big money for illegal billboards, illegal electronic billboards, all this big illegal real estate swindles and scams. We just recently had a Valley Transitional Village or something like that, and this bullshit, the city was trying to, they were giving away parking, this parking spaces that they didn't even fucking own. They sold it to this real estate development firm for a fucking dollar, a dollar. All the parking for the local businesses, the city turned around and sold it for a dollar. Does that sound like the mayor is looking out for its businesses? Does that sound like the mayor is looking out for his constituents? No, that dude's bought out by big real estate. And here's a story that really, really drives this home and why I say, do not trust your government. Do not trust what you're being fed by the media. You really got to dig for the truth now, because we said it last week. The head of ABC, his brother's working for Obama. The president of CBS, oh yeah, his brother's working for Obama and NSA. Yeah, that's right. So you can't trust those assholes. Here, I'm from Chicago, and I used to go, and there's a city called Crestwood. I was familiar with it. I grew up on the south side of Chicago. I was on the swim team. I spent a lot of time in water, and your skin is very absorbent of water, and water is really important for humanity. You can go longer with food than you can without water. And guess what? Early 80s, the city fathers at Crestwood, Illinois, decided that it was better to pump in poisoned water to every family in Crestwood instead of, you know, spending more money for clean water. That's right. in a move to save money, they knowingly pumped in poisoned well water, and including the head of like their water department. She's drinking the water. Her kids are bathing in the water. And this is from 1982. And the allegations didn't even arise until 2008 when a woman's kid started getting brain cancer. And she's saying, hey, there's something wrong with the water. And everybody's going, oh, you're wrong. There's nothing wrong with the water. It's Chicago. It's Lake Michigan water. Blah, 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 blah. Guess what, folks? They had a poisoned well, chemically poisoned water. And in order to save a little over $400,000 a year, they mixed the good water with the poisoned well water just so they would look good with low water rates. So they could brag about how they are fiscally responsible stewards of the city. In the meantime, they're poisoning everybody. Poisoning everyone to save money. What we're dealing with. Exactly what we're dealing with here. We are having major, major issues with our government. They have lost touch. They are no longer servicing the needs of the people. They have forgotten what their job is. And it's up to us to remind them. Now, here in Los Angeles, we had a vote last week. And it was pretty sickening. I think we had like 10, 12% of the population show up. Think about that. 10 to 12% of the voting population showed up. Think of how much more important your vote becomes when there's that few people voting.
Oh, I get to talk now?
Yeah, sorry. I was going on and on. The coffee kicked in. The coffee kicked in.
I was going to say, do I get to talk this segment at all? All right.
I'm riled up because I used to swim at Crestwood, dude. I swam in that poison water. I was on the swim team. I was in there doing laps in fucking poison water. And every other kid on that swim team was too. And water can make you really sick if you're swimming in poison shit. Your whole body absorbs it. Your genitals are, when you find out about chemistry and poison control, what you find out is your genitals are more absorbent than the inside of your mouth. Yeah, it's very, very absorbent tissue. Like when you go through these TSA full body scanners, what they don't tell you is that all the soft tissues in your body, like your breasts, genital organs, as a man, your genitals, they absorb the radiation far more than any other part of your body. Those TSA scans are dangerous. They are. They're dangerous. And the government doesn't give a fuck about your health. They don't give a fuck. It's about control and domination. And I think when we get into our third segment and we start talking about that, you guys will understand what I mean when we're talking about control and domination. It's really, this government has really, really lost its way. And I think there's a lot of people that are trying hard, but man, oh man, dude, it's just disheartening when you see this stuff. That this Crestwood thing really got me. The fact that they poisoned every citizen there so it would look like everything was okay. And that's really the big thing. Forget about how things look, people. Let's talk about how they really fucking are. And on that note, we're taking a fucking break.
We're sisters. There's a lot of people talking about giving up on the alcohol. Well, the alcohol won't be bad there for you. Just remember, a quitter never wins. And a winner, he will never quit. Can I get a right on?
Right on!
Guys and gals, here it is. 1201 Beyond is hosting an alternative tentacles contest. How do you enter? Most of that is up to you, actually. The only part we require is that you email your submission to 1201beyond@gmail.com after you have executed whatever it is. What is it that we're asking you to do? All you have to do is come up with the best and most unique way to get the alternative tentacles brand out there, or 1201 Beyond, that'd be nice as well. Tattoo the logo on your forehead, spray paint it on the side of a building, hack Spotify so all they play is Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine, whatever. That's all up to you. The most unique entry will win the newest Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine CD, White People and the Damage Done, the Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine EP, Shockupy, a DVD of Terminal City Ricochet, and an Alternative Tentacles t-shirt. What is stopping you? Go out and do it. 1201 Beyond and Alternative Tentacles are absolved of all legal responsibility due to the actions taken by the participants of this contest, and all costs and or penalties incurred are the sole responsibility of that person. 1201 Beyond and Alternative Tentacles does not encourage any illegal activity. The above examples were merely attempts to be fun.
Hey you guys, Hart D. Fisher here, and guess what? You are now listening to the official Heart Attack commercial break. And what am I trying to sell you today? Well, today I'm going to sell you guys something that I actually use. This is something that I drink almost every single day. It's called Hydro Blue, and it's a naturally energized spring water that boosts hydration and energy. It reduces tiredness, fatigue, and other health problems caused by chronic dehydration. If you use the code word HORROR, you're going to get 15% off your order. That's right. Use the code word HORROR, H-O-R-R-O-R, and you're going to get 15% off your order of Hydro Blue. Go to HydroBlue.com today, use your code word HORROR, get your 15% off, and start drinking some really kick-ass water. But you know what, guys? It's not just all about selling you stuff. One of the great things about Heart Attack is I love giving a shout-out to people that have helped me or people that are helping the community, and I just want to give a shout-out to my friend John, who owns Galco's Soda Pop Stop here in Highland Park. Now, you've been hearing a lot of stories about me getting involved in local politics and taking it to the man to keep our city streets for the people. Anyway, I've been doing that with John. John's really helped me out. He's really introduced me to a lot of the business leaders of the community, and he's helped introduce me to city councilmen. He's been just fantastic. So, he owns the most kick-ass soda pop shop you can find. So I want you to go to his website, which is sodapopstop.com. That's S-O-D-A-P-O-P-S-T-O-P, sodapopstop.com. Now, I don't get a cut of it. I'm not getting paid for that. I just think he's fucking cool, and his shop rocks. So if you want to find a rare soda pop, a rare beer, go to sodapopstop.com. Tell him Hart Fisher sent you.
New this week on American Horrors, Italian shockmeister Mario Bava's Kill Baby Kill, Cassandra, the blood-spattered bride, Frankenstein Island, and Three on a Meat Hook, all streaming free, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at the world's greatest uncut horror channel, American Horrors. Tune in at www.americanhorrors.com. filmon.com.
Welcome back to Heart Attack, guys. I'm Hart Fisher. With me is Josh Hadley. And we just wrapped up talking about how it seems to me now that our government, we're supposed to have free speech rights. We're supposed to have Second Amendment rights. We're supposed to have a Bill of Rights. And it seems like they're really trampling on all of that and favoring corporations over human beings. I've been saying I really feel like it's a domination-based. It's a tyrannical way to govern, and it's really sickening. We are looking at now, what we're going to talk about now is something that really bothers me. There is a young man who is in jail right now, Cameron D'Ambrosio. He's in jail for a rap. He did a rap song, and he's been arrested and charged with communicating terrorist threats or bomb threats, depending on who's doing the reporting, via a fucking Facebook post. And now we just found out he's been denied bail by the state superior court. And how do they decide that he's dangerous? It's pretty sad, really. It's really sad, actually. This is kind of normal. I grew up on the south side of Chicago, where it was normal for brothers and sisters to fight physically with each other, to punch each other, to fight. You know, that was normal for me growing up, and all my friends with their brothers and their sisters. So to hear that his decision was based on the dangerousness hearing held May 9th, he decided D'Ambrosio was a threat to others based on his previous run-ins with the law. And what were they? He got into a fight with his sister. They were fighting over a $20 bill. She called the police after locking herself in a room. And during the argument, he pushed her. Oh, no. And he threatened to stab her. You know what? People talk a lot of shit. They talk lots of shit. My brother threw a butter knife at me. My brother beat up one of my best friend's bicycle with a baseball bat because the older kid picked on him until he lost his temper. So 2 weeks after this dangerous incident, he does his Facebook post and he's got his rap. And so now we're jailing kids for rapping? I mean, we're letting bankers go who are stealing houses. They have admitted it. They are illegally stealing homes. We have discussed this. This is a fact.
They are funneling money to drug cartels, too.
That's
correct,
too. They have been caught funneling money to drug cartels, including Mexican drug cartels, that kill cops, that kill mayors, that cut off police chiefs' heads and put them on the police steps. That's what's going down in Mexico, guys. The people that are aiding and abetting those kinds of monsters, they're walking around free. But this 18-year-old kid who makes his stupid fucking rap song, he's believed to be dangerous. He's dangerous. What the fuck, man? So now if you talk shit on fucking Facebook, you can be arrested for talking shit now. Give me a fucking break. It's more of control and domination to make everybody afraid. The idea is to make all of us afraid. And they're doing it now because it's low voter turnout now. No one's coming out to vote because they think it won't work. Well, you know what? It does work. That's the reason why they take your vote away when you get convicted of a crime. That's the way they've made it legal for unlimited corporate spending on politicians. That's the why the right wing, who wants this to all happen, and believe me, the Democrats are just as dirty on this fucking issue. They're not wearing a white hat here, folks. Both sides of the fence are dirty. That's why I'm saying we as a people got to get involved in our government. Now, I know I'm fucking boring about that. I know I'm getting fucking boring. But the shit is going down right in front of your face. I mean, I just love this one about the dude. They got like the third suspect in this marathon bombing in Boston.
Yeah.
And guess what? He dies in police custody. Not only that, but, oh, they just happen to have to shoot him when he's done confessing. He's about to sign the confession. He goes for a knife and hit the FBI and the state police had to shoot him. What kind of fucking cops are these? How did he get a knife in the middle of their interrogation of him? How did that fucking happen? Where'd the knife come from? And what kind of a dumbass? I mean, what are we talking? Is the FBI a bunch of accountants with guns? Or are they real law officers? So now what we have here is we have our law enforcement. Specifically, they're lying to us. This dude, this suspect, he was scared. He was afraid of what was going to happen to him when they got a hold of him. And guess what? They fucking killed him. And he's the third one. I love the fact that when they caught the other suspect and they said, oh, he's got a gun and we're trying to catch him alive. But then the next thing you know, you're watching the footage on Bill Maher of a bunch of cops shooting over 100 bullets into a boat with a boy lying on the bottom of the boat that they know is lying on the bottom of the boat with their infrared cameras. Because you know what the FLIR camera, guys? You could see through houses. They knew where he was. They knew what he had. They knew he had no weapon. And they shot off 100 fucking rounds. I'm sorry, motherfucker. 100 fucking rounds? And that's the same amount of bullets they fired at those poor women that delivered newspapers when they were on the hunt for that crazy cop killer, Dornier, whatever that guy's name was.
Dorner.
Dorner. Same fucking thing.
Okay, no.
And then, wait, I'm not... Dude, then there was the issue of they shot up a van full of white guys chasing a black suspect.
Wasn't the guy's name Delgado? The guy that had like 98 rounds by two or three officers pumped into him because when he reached into his jacket for a cigarette or something, they thought it was a gun. Do you realize that they had to reload twice and they were still pumping bullets into this guy?
I didn't know that, man.
That was a couple of years ago. I think it might have been New York. They just kept pumping bullets because, you know, like, you know, his body was twitching and they're going, look, he's moving, more bullets.
And this thing where they're trying to make normal behavior damnation behavior, you know, like a brother getting into a physical fight with his older sister with this really, look out for the violence there. Oh, no. Are you fucking kidding me?
My brother and I fought all the time.
Me too.
He split my head open with a shovel once and I tore the door off his bedroom to start smacking him around when he like threw water on me or something.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's the way brothers are.
So for them to say that that is escalating violence, that's escalating violence. He's going to get a gun and shoot up a school. You cannot arrest people for thought crimes, guys. You cannot arrest somebody because they talked some shit. This is about the First Amendment, guys. You can't just arrest people like that. And you know what I like, too, about this suspect? They keep trying to make sure that they make like he's really dangerous, right? They're like, Todashev was arrested for aggravated battery after getting into a fight over a parking spot with another man and a blah, blah, blah. Guess what, guys? I've seen a million dudes almost get into fights over parking spaces. I've seen it a million times. That's nothing big. He got into his face, according to the affidavit. He came at him swinging. The 160-pound MMA fight. 160-pound? What is that? Flyweight? That's lightweight. That ain't shit. 160 pounds. That's nothing. Give me a break. MMA, former mixed martial arts fighter. Well, then you find out the guy had a fucked up knee. So let me get this straight. The MMA fighter who's 5'9 and 160 pounds with a fucked up knee, yeah, he's going to attack a bunch of cops while he's in their custody and he just got done confessing to a crime, which he probably had nothing to do with because I think it's really fucking fishy when a dude, especially like the third dude, dies in their custody. They don't. Something's going on with that, man, because that whole thing just happened to happen right before a major vote on CISPA that would have allowed corporations to attack us because they thought we might be doing something wrong.
OK, I don't know how often you read my Facebook, but I often make jokes about killing hookers. So if we're going to take this Facebook post thing seriously, am I going to have cops banging down on my door the next time a hooker goes missing in my town?
Dude, you might. No, seriously, you might. What I want folks at home to understand is that the police are on Facebook. They're monitoring Facebook. And I've made jokes that there are people that are being paid by tax dollars right now that are listening to the show, that are watching and dealing with everything we post online. We have a heart attack page up on Facebook. You guys should go ahead and check it out. It's facebook.com/heartattackradio. That's facebook.com/heartattackradio. Radio. And that's H-A-R-T. Go on to the page. Like us. Do the like thing because, boy, does that scare people. When they see a lot of likes on a show like Heart Attack, they're like, uh-oh, this guy's gaining traction. And we are, man. We're making a real difference here. We're having a lot of effect on policies that are being made. More and more different advisors are coming on board. And, yeah, guys, now that I've got this phone Skype thing worked out, I'm getting ready to start bringing on some kick-ass guests. A lot of kick-ass guests. And you can find me on Twitter. I'm up on Twitter, Hart_Fisher. I'm on there. I'm on Facebook. I don't tweet much. I mean, dude, do you tweet much?
I don't have a Twitter account. I don't believe in Twitter. I think it's stupid. I'm sure at some point I'll break down and get a Twitter account. But until then, I won't. I don't Twitter. There is a fake me on Twitter. There's a person that has an account called Josh Hadley Says where he has me as some kind of like redneck who always calls everyone bros and always wants to take him out for brewskis. But that's not actually me. That's a psychotic fan. There's a difference.
That's funny, dude. Yeah, I'm on Twitter, and I actually enjoy it because I got different friends around. I have fun Twittering around, and I like getting in people's fucking faces, like that scumbag Kevin Smith and that fucking cocksucker Gerard Way. I am so happy for Twitter because I get to go on there and I get to let them know, hey, I'm still here. You're going to have to fucking deal with me, and I'm looking for you. Because let me tell you, folks at home, I'm the last goddamn guy you want fucking looking for you. The last fucking guy. Because where I'm from, you don't back up. If you back up, you're going to run for the rest of your life. Where I'm from, my back's against the graveyard. I move forward. Forward. So I love Twitter. Twitter's a lot of fun.
I don't know. I see it as too much of, oh, I had a sandwich today. Oh, it's cloudy out today. Oh, I'm brain dead today. And then there's the character limit, and you've seen my Facebook rants. I go the fuck off. I need 9 paragraphs to go off on shit, Hart.
Nah, my stuff's not so. I mean, I actually post like some half done poetry. I post feelings about movies I've seen. I definitely get on the Twitter and I do talk about my day. I do talk about what I'm working on with American Horrors. I mean, just this weekend I had a nice birthday. I got to have a birthday lunch with my mom for the first time in like a decade. She's in town, so I got to see her, and that was really awesome.
I actually saw you post pictures of it on Facebook.
Yeah, I love my mom, man. If you've got, I lost my dad in 2004. I miss him like crazy, and I've had other issues with family members, so if you've got somebody in your life that you love, fucking let them know, man. Take care of them. I talk to my mother all the time. She's very important to me. I really care about my mom. She's a great lady. And I wouldn't be the person I am without her. You know, my father and mother were very, you can think it, but full of firm moral fiber. So they really taught me well. I'm very, very happy that I had them as parents. So, Mom, if you're listening, and actually she's really excited about Heart Attack. She really likes what I'm doing on the show. You know, a lot of what we do on here is we stand up for what we see as unjust, and we try to have a voice for people that don't have a voice, including ourselves. And Heart Attack has kind of grown to be something more than I thought it was going to be. Dude, when you first had me come on What the Fuck, I was just popping off. I wasn't even thinking about it. The first like 10 episodes, I'm probably drunk every one.
And you know what? Don't take this the wrong way, but I could tell even at the time I just wasn't going to correct you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just having a good time. And now I take this a lot more seriously. I've been spending a lot more research, and the fans are sending me stuff. I swear, guys, get a hold of me on Facebook. Go ahead to go to the Heart Attack Radio Facebook community page. Check it out. We're posting all kinds of stuff up there that we haven't had a chance to talk about on the show. And we
Monsanto.
Oh, yeah, dude, we're going to have a whole Monsanto show, because the Monsanto shit is exactly like what we're talking about, is these corporations are running rampant. They have bought off our government. And the definition of fascism isn't Nazism. Fascism is when corporations run the government. And the end result normally ends up in slave labor, things like Holocaust camps. That's where corporations end up, because they're not humans, guys. They're not humans. They are creations. And We gotta fucking fix this, man. We gotta change the way we handle our laws dealing with these guys.
Hart, have you ever heard this old saying? And I might be changing some of it around by memory, but when they came for the Jews, I didn't say anything because I'm not Jewish. When they came for the blacks, I didn't say anything because I'm not black. When they came for the Hispanics, I didn't say anything because I'm not Hispanic. When they came for me, there was no one left to say anything.
Yeah, it really seems like they're trying to villainize regular, normal behavior. They're trying to make it so that they could twist anything into anything. And I'm a guy who can really talk about that. If people at home don't understand, you could go on to my YouTube channel, www.youtube.com/crimepaysheart. And you can see all my talk show appearances. In the 90s, I published comic books. I did a book on Jeffrey Dahmer. A lot of my work has been banned. I've been blacklisted. I've had protest marches on my home. I've had the police come to my house, tell me to leave town. I spent 10 years putting a killer in jail. I'm not your usual radio show host. I have fucking been there and fucking done that. I got fucked over by the mass media bad. I grew up as a straight A student. I went to a special school, PI, Project Individual Education for Really Smart Kids. I was a straight A student, man. I was an honor roll kid. I went to college. I did what I was supposed to. I got good grades. I worked for the fucking Daily Illini as an opinions columnist and got fired for being too opinionated. And so the next thing you know, I do a comic book on Jeffrey Dahmer, and all of a sudden I'm a uneducated, bigoted, misogynistic, racist, asshole, Satan-worshipping devil that's twisting up America's youth. And that's what the talk shows did to me. And they really twisted me. And they really fucked up my life, man. That shit really fucked up my life. It fucked up my mother's life, my father's life. It affected everything. So I have a real hatred for the way the mass media handles certain subjects and people. It drives me bananas. So I just really want you people at home to question what you're being fed through this pipeline of bullshit and keep your eye on the ball. Stop arguing over bullshit like gay marriage. That's a no-brainer. Let the gays get married. Have fun. Adults should do what they want. Let's get focused on the real shit, like about the money. Let's get focused on the money and Medicare fraud. And where's the money going? And how come the IRS, they're talking about, oh, I want to see somebody go to jail. The Republicans are talking about, I want to see somebody from the IRS go to jail. I want to see somebody from JP Morgan go to jail. I want to see somebody from all these banks go to fucking jail and not pay a fine. I want to see motherfuckers in jail for stealing houses, for fucking over people illegally over credit card debt.
You know,
that's
what
I want to see.
You know, I just thought of something. I'm actually surprised with you having bringing that up that the Enron guys actually went to jail. I really am.
They lost too much money.
Because it's just kind of you'd
think.
No,
you don't understand. The reason the Enron guys went to prison, they didn't fuck anybody. They fucked their partners. They didn't fuck the little guy at Exxon. I mean, they kind of did because they manipulated the energy markets in the early part of the 2000s. They had created rolling blackouts all across California, and this hit hospitals. So somebody definitely from Exxon should have gone to jail for
Enron.
Manipulating the Enron should have gone to from. And I think Exxon, too, I think from all those companies, because they're doing things that really kill people and hurt people. And they don't seem to care about us. They only care about who's got the checkbook, who can write that check for $25 billion for stealing all those houses.
And then it's all just, hey, you know, all is forgiven, which is probably the sickest part of it.
It's disgusting, dude. It really makes me ill that people that are stealing houses are doing it scot-free. And they're getting bonuses, man. They're getting parachute bonuses. They're totally doing whatever the fuck they want. It really, really makes me ill, man.
As it should. Here's the thing. Like, that's one of the reasons I started What the Fuck in the first place, was I wanted a place to talk about this, and Lost in the Static and Radiodrome, they're not really the environment for that. Whereas,
yeah,
What the Fuck and Heart Attack, that's kind of what they're made for. We do have a reach. I mean, as we're recording this, the month is not even over yet, and I've had over 1,400,000 and change hits to my website. That's,
dude,
fucking phenomenal, man.
Holy shit, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, and the month's not even over, so that's week-old numbers, really.
Suck on that one, Marin. Suck on that one, you Highland Park podcast piece of shit. Sorry, I had to get that dig in because that fucking guy's got that show on IFC, and people at home don't know. He tried to sneak away our What the Fuck name, and when we contacted him to be like men and fucking sell him the name, maybe make some money, oh, he didn't want to talk about that. They just wanted to take it. And when we wouldn't give it up, they disappeared. And now he's got this bullshit show on IFC, and I got to hear all this shit about podcasts in Highland Park. And the only reason anyone turns into that fucking show is because of his famous comedian friends. This is you and me, Josh. There's no fucking famous guests on here, and we've acquired a major, major audience.
Well, you're kind of famous.
I'm more infamous, dude.
Well, if you go by Three Amigos logic, that's better.
Yeah, I suppose. But we're not building this audience with bullshit guests. This is us. You
yeah.
people are turning in because we're turning you on. And that's what it's all about. I mean, I fucking love doing this, man. I had no idea how much fun this would be. I really enjoyed myself when I was first on True Crimes with Burl Barr and Don Waldman on OutlawRadio.com. And that's when I first really started getting a bug for radio. I really started to enjoy because I was guest hosting with those guys. It was a lot of fun. So I love what we're doing here. I'm so happy we're doing this. And folks at home, I hope you're enjoying it. We're kicking ass. We're going to keep kicking ass. And if you fuck with me, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's on, motherfucker. It's on.
There goes the neighborhood. Here come them fucking niggas with the fancy cars.
going nowhere. We're moving right next door to you. Body count, motherfucker. And if those of you that don't like it can suck my motherfucking dick.
Attack is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.